Chapter 64. June 25th of Year 21. Eve. The news program shows the elected government saying goodbye to the leadership group of the Majestic Draft. Eve is proud she recognizes Gronulf among all the other aliens, who initially had all looked the same to her. The image is flickering slightly. The reason is that the new Marchenko modified one of the Grosnov ultrasound projectors for them. The technology is not 100% compatible with the human visual system. The old Marchenko, as they call their father for the sake of simplicity, said his personal goodbye to them yesterday. Now he is somewhere inside the giant black cube, which is still orbiting Dual Sun. "Are you watching TV again?" Adam says, as he comes through the door. He is splattered with mud and is only wearing underpants. Eve still cannot acquire a taste for their host's hobby of holding mud races, but Adam seems to have a small group of fans in this respect. For reasons of fairness, he runs in his own weight class, against those under 10 years old. The spectators are thrilled, and two of his races have already been shown on Grosnov television. Every other evening they meet the other pair of siblings for dinner, sometimes in one house, sometimes in the other, and it is very practical that the buildings are right next to each other. Then Adam is always especially nice to her. Eve suspects this is caused by the fact that the other Adam is also extremely friendly to her. "That's going to be a ton of fun," she thinks. "Look, it's about to start," Adam shouts. He has dragged a trail of mud into the living room. He will have to clean that up later. The moving image on the wall shows a small spaceship separating from the Majestic Draft. "That's the government ship, as any kid here knows," Adam says. Eve is not sure what he means by that. The camera view changes to the engine core of the Majestic Draft. Eve has to swallow hard. She has already cried enough. But this seems to be the moment everything has been aiming toward. This time, she won't accidentally rediscover her Marchenko. If everything works out, he will return in many months. 4 years, he told them. He will have changed by then, and she won't be the same either. She hopes those will be good changes. They saw with Marchenko too that humans, as well as AIs that used to be humans, can develop negatively. It is strange. If she thinks of Marchenko, she always thinks of a human being, not of a machine or an AI. Until now, he has always proven her right. No matter what happens, if that stays the same, she won't have to worry. "Goodbye, Marchenko," she says out loud. "Goodbye," Adam repeats, and Eve sees a tear running down his cheek. This is the end of Proxima Dreaming. If you enjoyed this audiobook, find more just like it from Podium Audio, the leader in sci-fi and fantasy audiobooks, available exclusively on audible.com. You have been listening to Proxima Dreaming, Book 3 of Proxima, produced by Emily Durr. Executive Producer, Greg Lawrence. Written by Brandon Q. Morris. Performed by Eduardo Ballerini. Text copyright 2018 by Brandon Q. Morris. Production copyright 2020 by Podium Audio. All rights reserved.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.